Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Representative Jared Klein, a Republican, about the latest from the current Iowa legislative session. This is part one of a two-part interview. The legislative session is obviously continuing. What is your latest update on what you've been working on?
Wow, it's been such a blur. Let me see here. I've got some different voter integrity bills and election bills that are taking further steps. I'll start my public hearings and subcommittees on the synthetic marijuana and synthetic opioid bills. I'll start running those tomorrow. Been working on some water quality, more policy sort of stuff, not dollars. Those have been some of the major things. We have a couple other bills that will start coming down that I'll be working through the process. But we got the big thing was we got our big de-appropriation bill off the floor and down to the governor last night.
All right. So what's the deappropriation bill?
Well, that is all around the whole $118 million that we had to basically find. Because the way we set our budgets is we base it off of an estimate 1 and 2 years out from the Revenue Estimating Conference. So their estimate that we based our budget on, we still spent less than what it was estimated would come in. The estimate was apparently really off, to the tune of $118 million. So what we had to do is go in and find $118 million worth of de-appropriations cuts in the current budget. And that's what we did do. It wasn't fun, it wasn't painless, but it was necessary to maintain our principle of not spending more than we take in.
Okay. Is that what was handed to you from the state Senate?
It came over from the state Senate, but we've already been working with them on it, so it was something we had agreed. When they passed it off the floor a couple days ago, they knew, or end of last week, we already knew we weren't going to amend it anymore. We had already came to an agreement, so it was just a matter of moving the paper through and doing the formalities.
Okay. Some of the cuts sound like they were pretty difficult to make. Is there any that you maybe regret or would like to see revisited later?
Oh, absolutely. There's several. But a lot of it came down to differences between the Senate, the governor, and us. The governor maybe would have liked to have taken more out of the community colleges. We held pretty firm. They still took a little bit, but not to the tune of $8 million that was initially thrown out there. Department of Public Safety took a hit as well. Again, not real happy about it, but that's where the governor wanted to go. I think we probably should have taken a strong look at the property tax backfills that have been sitting out there now since we passed that bill. We've seen the positive results in increased valuations based on more business and better things for the business economy because of our property tax cut. But what we haven't addressed is the fact we're still kicking a bunch of money to all the counties. And it's not really a rural county thing as much as it's the big counties are the ones that eat up a lot. And we're so right there, you're talking about $25 million. I would have liked to have looked further at adjusting our education spending levels and not talking about less, but talking about the regents, specifically somewhere like the University of Iowa, who's got a $1 billion endowment. We are also getting about $11,000 in state spending per kid. We probably should look at ways to get that to K-12 and maybe if they could use their endowment to freeze tuitions. Don't come to us for that. So that's some of the stuff I wish we could have done, but as everybody knows, this is a business of compromise, and I don't ever want to make perfect the enemy of good, so I took the good with the bad, and we got it done. Got that behind us, so now we can start building the next budgets.
One of the other things that you mentioned one of the last times that we talked was regarding daylight saving time. I was wondering if there's anything new with that.
There's more and more people out there that want that than I ever realized. I, at first, you know, I thought this, if we get very far with this, that's great. But is it something that's detrimental? Is it something that has to be done? No. So it wasn't as high of a priority as my opioid issues and some of those things with law enforcement. But, boy, I threw this out there, and I'm getting, I've only had one person unhappy with the whole concept, and they just didn't think we need to be messing with it. But I've gotten an overwhelming number of people, from mothers that have a lot of kids, my wife would be one of these, that, you know, getting the kids to change, get an hour of adjustment for getting up for church or school or getting them to bed, or that's kind of a pain. And you hear from you know, the farming community, which I'm a part of, and say, you know, we don't work by the clock. We work by start to finish. When's the job done?
Sun up to sundown, right?
Yeah, and even beyond sundown, we've got lights. We've got bigger tractors. We don't have to have it. The factories are all well lit now. We don't, I mean, when you look at the history of it, the reason for it was valid, but the reason for it is no longer, that we don't use oil lamps in any of that. So I think it's just a discussion we need to continue. I have a committee chair that's very interested in running in committee. And does it come to fruition? At this point, I really can't. It's hard to say. But it's got a lot more legs under it than I ever thought it would. And it's a fun thing to talk about. And I'm learning a lot from people.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with State Representative Jared Klein. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.